She's got the mic, the moxie, and a brain full of Dr. Phil reruns.
She's on me like a duck on a June bug.
But can you take down Katie in pop culture smackdown?
This is Katie Crush.
Let's get it on. It's time to crush. It's crush-tastic. Hi, Stacy. You made it in.
I made it in. Just finished pickleball, got in the car, turned on, and radio was on, and I took a chance to call in.
And here you are.
Yay, Stacy!
With a pickle bottle, a pickle paddle in your hand. Pickle paddle. Hey, does your pickleball team have, like, a name?
We just play in groups of women, like, three mornings a week that have been playing for 5 years.
And you don't have, like, a cutesy name?
No, because you play with so many different people, so it's not really a team.
Do you walk around the court saying things like, I'm a big deal? Like,
stop
do you
it, Katie.
That?
What? No.
That's what I would do.
I will let Stacy win automatically if you do things like that.
Okay.
Don't you worry.
I'm 6'2", so a little bit intimidating.
Yeah.
Oh,
see?
Yeah.
I'd say that
long
all day
arms.
If I was 6'2". Dang, Stacy. Bring it.
What else? Are you retired or do you work?
No, I still work full time. I just kind of start the morning with pickleball.
Oh, what do you do for your job?
Work in telecommunications.
I thought so. I could hear it in your voice.
Yeah.
Stacy, I'm going to give you and Katie the same 5 pop culture trivia questions. Best out of 5 wins. Ties go to Katie because she made up the rules.
Right.
Would you like to say Would you like to say anything to Stacy before you leave, Katie?
Yeah, Stacy, just bring it that same energy you bring on the pickleball court, okay? Because we about to play.
Yeah, slap it, girl.
Will do.
Okay, good luck,
Stacy. Tell Katie to leave the studio for me.
Get out of the studio, Katie.
Yeah. All right. So she goes into a room where she can't hear anything. I come up with the questions, so there's no cheating, and we'll find out if you are right or wrong once we bring her back into the studios. And I'm watching. I don't want her to cheat. All right, she's in her little room. Let's do it, Stacy.
Yeah.
What Batman villain coined the term, "Why so serious"?
Oh, gosh. The Riddler.
All right. Second question. The movie American Pie, the character Michelle says, that one time at band camp, what instrument did she play at band camp?
Oh, that was a long time ago. I'll say trombone.
All right. When was that? It was in the 90s, wasn't it?
I know. That was a long time ago.
All right. Well, if you thought that one was far back. But these are like pop culture, too, Stacy. I mean, they're all over the board, okay? So... remember Urkel from the Family Matters TV show?
Yeah.
Yeah. What was Urkel's catchphrase every time he messed something up?
Oh, gosh. Did I do that? Did I do that? Something like that?
Did I do that? All right, I'm putting you down. Fourth question. What party prop would appear as a direct warning of Pennywise's the Clown's presence in the movie It? What was the party prop?
A balloon. A red balloon?
All right. Put you down for red balloon. And your fifth and final question for Katie Crush. What singer went crazy viral for singing a duet with Madonna during her Coachella set this spring?
Sabrina Carpenter. I was at Coachella, but the week after for Stagecoach.
Oh, look at you. Okay, so I'll put you down for Sabrina, and we'll bring Katie back in. Getting back in here. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. How you doing?
Fine. Let me turn your mic back on. Hi. All right, you ready to play?
Hi, I'm ready.
All right.
Okay.
What Batman villain coined the term, "Why so serious"?
Joker? Ah.
It was the Joker.
Yeah.
Stacy, you
said between the two.
Yeah, you said Riddler.
Wrong. I guess
it was the Joker. What instrument did Michelle play? Now, Michelle was in American Pie. She was the girl that said that one time at band camp. What was the instrument that she played?
It's a flute.
Oh, I just should have gotten that.
Yeah, you said a trombone.
Oh.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Do we remember what she did with the flute? Don't say it. Don't say it.
No, I would never
she
say it.
She played that flute, all right. All right, Katie, remember Urkel from the TV show Family Matters?
Yes,
back
sure
in the
do.
Day?
Yes.
Urkel. What did he say when he messed something up?
And I knew that.
Stacy, you also said that.
Oh, yay, Stacy. Okay.
Good job. Here's your fourth question. What party prop would appear as a direct warning of Pennywise the Clown's presence in the movie It?
Oh, the balloon? Is that what you're... Like, the red balloon?
Is that what you want to say?
Yeah. Oh, that movie scares me still.
Stacy, you said red balloon too.
Yay, Stacy!
Your little laugh every time.
That was so perfect.
Okay, what do I have? You have your fifth one here. What singer went crazy viral for singing a duet with Madonna during her Coachella set this spring?
Sabrina Carpenter.
Stacy, you said the same thing.
Yay, Stacy!
But bad news is, Stacy, you got three. Katie, you got five. You put the definition of crush it in today. Wow. Katie came to play pickleball, lady.
Yeah.
Yes, she did. Darn, I knew all the answers the other day when you couldn't hear the people and Katie had to answer them herself.
Oh,
I knew
all that. We had phone issues. Well, yes. Stacy, it was awfully nice meeting you. Thank you for being brave and calling in and playing. Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to put you on hold. Josh still wants to come back and talk to you. He's going to get your information so he can send you the podcast, all right?
Okay, that sounds great.
All right,
awesome.
Stacy, hold
Thanks,
on.
Thanks, Stacy.
Wow, Katie.
Have a great day.
Jeez, show
I
off.
I know. Sometimes I'm just stronger than I even realize.
Like,
so.
I don't want to brag,
you know
but
I mean?
I know a lot about the flute.
I do. I knew that one.